Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with a third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. You know, we're listening to my own intro and slightly making fun of it, which I thoroughly enjoy. Guys, we're back live. I was in Tejas, Texas for a while. And to get the energy up and running today, we are co-hosting Mary Lynn.
What's up?
You were our first guest, and now you're co-hosting.
So excited, to be there.
To be back.
David, I hope her check clears. Very exciting. Welcome back. So, guys, if you haven't seen Mary Lynn's new show online, it's called Dickie, and it's at mydamnchannel.com, and it's hysterical.
Thank you very much.
Do you write
it? It's pretty funny. Yes, I do.
You do?
Yeah, I worked with two other guys who you've met, Maddie and Dave. We made it together based on a character that I did from before. Based on a screenplay that I wrote, she was a little depressing, and we made her very extroverted.
Right.
She hasn't grown up or left home, but we made her, like, really happy about it. And her mom cuts her food, and she's like, I get to think about other things while my mom's cutting my food. So it's this kind of a weird, dark, you know, stuff you can do on the web because you have the freedom to do it.
It's hysterical because the episode that I watched was the one where she's trying to get more friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I don't want to give away what she does, but...
Oh, you can give it away.
She takes
it's a filthy
picture of her tojas. Is that her butthole?
Yeah.
Is that how you say it? Is that right?
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah, because she sees, like, all the girls being super sexy, and she's like, I get it, Facebook.
Right.
But she's a little bit sheltered, and so the series is about her deciding that she needs to change her life, but she's been so... alone, I guess you could say, for a while, and not really living in the real world, that she's like, yeah, I can be sexy, and she decides to take it a step further, and
it
ends up
really, really funny. So check it out on mydamnchannel.com, or you can go to Mary Lynn's Facebook page, because you're being very active on Facebook.
I'm trying
not
to
with your butthole,
reach the people.
That
that's
would be,
a character.
Be gauche.
That's a character.
Yes, right.
The real me is really glamorous and doesn't have a butthole.
You don't excrete in any way whatsoever.
No.
That's very LA. So Mary Lynn and I, aside from being friends, we have one obsession, and we share the same religion, and that religion is Oprah.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I want to talk about is, so Jonas Elrod has a documentary called Wake Up, and it was on OWN recently. And at first, my ego totally got out of sorts because he can see colors. And I was like, whatever, Oprah, like, I see colors too. How come?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that.
What were you going to ask?
Just about feeling like there was a guy who kind of does what you do.
Well, I've had several meetings with them, and I had a moment where I was like, what? You put on another color guy? And then I had to put myself in check, and I was like, this is fine. Because I sent you the clip of Oprah's like...
So the documentary is like following him discovering that he can do that?
Well, that's what I thought. The clip that I saw is on her radio show. She interviews him, and he like reads her aura, which I have a ton of opinions about. And then the documentary is kind of like his spiritual journey. Like he's this New York guy with a mohawk who I guess was an artist and suddenly started seeing like, this is where I question and have issues with it. He was like, I see demons now, and I see colors, and I see angels. And I don't know about you, but I experienced him as being like a little ego-driven, and he was like, this has happened to me, and I'm special.
Well, I kind of felt the same way about that documentary as I do the movie Black Swan. When I watched Black Swan, every other moment, I was like, oh, this is great. He really understands like the soul of a woman. And then the next second, I'd be like, this is pretentious, it's ridiculous, it's indulgent, and, you know, hard to say that about it's him, but the way it was crafted and the way he was depicted, he's very earnest. And then in the next second, you're like, oh God, okay, whatever.
But, right.
You know, maybe it's hard to put together a film like that and follow that type of journey.
Well, I should have looked up. I don't know if he was a producer on it or something like that, but he goes through like, so he discovers, I don't know how it happens, but he wakes up one day and he sees energy and he sees colors.
It's a hint what just popped in my head was like a Morgan Spurlock-y.
Yeah.
But he's eating
You're
McDonald's
right.
And this guy's using it like his own soul. So
exactly.
It feels a little bit like, what? What are you?
But it was a lot of like, why am I so special? Like, why did this happen to me? And he says throughout the entire documentary, like, it happened to me and I see things that other people don't see, which surprised me that Oprah was eating that up. Like, why did it happen to you? What do you see around me? And that moment where he reads her aura. Did you see that moment?
Of course. He's like, yeah. She's like, well, do I have a good aura.
As if he's going to say no to Oprah Winfrey. Yeah, like, no.
Yeah, yours is great. Oh, thanks. That's no. good. He's the like, extent of the clip.
And, of course, he goes for, like, the uber spiritual color. He said that it was, like, violet and purple.
Of course.
Which I just have to say, in my opinion, I think Oprah's aura is green. That was more my energy.
Well, tell us about it, Dougal, as somebody who sees colors.
Thanks, co-host. Well, I understand why he would say purple, because that's supposed to be, like, a leadership, you know, and destiny
color. Do you think
color.
He's lying?
I don't think he's lying. I do think that he's exaggerating a bit, and I know what it's
from
like.
From green to purple?
Well, no, you certainly can see different layers, but I know that pressure of what it's like to be in front of a public persona and have to give a reading to them. There's a lot of pressure. So you kind of want to stroke their ego at first. So a really easy go-to place would say purple. That's going to make anybody, I think, feel
good.
Well,
I've talked to you many times before. You're about to go into, like, a situation like that, whether it's Good Day LA or different televised things or even like meetings where you're on the spot
and you've
got to do that reading. That must be a different thing than sort of your everyday naturally doing that.
Well, isn't it the same thing as a performer? I mean, you do stand up, and do you get nervous when you go up, when you're connecting with a crowd?
Yeah, for sure. But I'm thinking in the case of this guy, when his whole journey is like, why did this happen to me? And now suddenly he's meeting Oprah and she's going, read my aura.
Right.
That's a very different.
Well, she didn't say read my aura. I was impressed with this. She said, what do you see in the room? And then he got really, really nervous.
She's Oprah.
Because
she's smart.
she knows what she's doing, even when it's on radio. Not quite ready to run a network, but we're getting there. I always get nervous when I slam Oprah, like lightning is going to strike.
It's not a slam, Dougal.
Don't burn the bridge now, Dougal. Don't burn those bridges.
I feel like you. I can't
don't do it.
Don't do it. I can't say anything negative about her. So the rest of the journey. Oh, so then he goes to Jay-Z Knight, who's a channel, I think in Iowa, who channels Ramtha.
I know her from The Secret. The blonde
lady. Exactly. So I have total issues with Jay-Z Knight. Because, well, she was caught faking years ago, and then Ramtha went away. To me, it looked like she'd have
Wait,
some...
what? Ramtha's the...
Ramtha's the entity that comes through her body Ramtha's that I believe gone, yeah. is like a... like Victorian princess or I don't know what it is. But so Ramtha, she got caught faking it and said that she went away. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was interesting that he picked this person that stirs up like a lot of controversy in the New Age community, but he went there to kind of learn more. And they did this. So the whole time he's kind of making fun of the New Age community, which I totally can identify with, but also exploring it at the same time. He did a vision quest with a Native American and like didn't eat or drink and was in the forest for a few days. He went to the Buddhist retreat with his, I don't know if they're married, but his girlfriend at the time. And I thought that, did you see that part?
Yeah. What were you going to say?
I thought that part was kind of sweet. They checked in.
I thought
it
was sweet, but my take on it is like, how it almost seems some of those things just seem like a distraction.
Totally.
And sort of random. Like,
yes.
But I mean, there's nothing wrong with exploring and seeing different ways to approach things, but I didn't really see what that necessarily had to do with him. But I guess he's looking for a way to understand himself.
I understood him as saying, I'm now like a gifted individual. Why did this happen to me and what am I supposed to do with it?
How does it end? Because I've only seen parts of it.
It ends, well, I don't want to give it, it'll spin on. It ends basically with him saying, I've done all of these things from going to see a channel, going to a Zen retreat, going to see a Native American, and what I've learned is...
I'm just me.
What I've learned is I'm the second coming. No, I'm just kidding. What he learned is... They're all different languages to get to the same space. And then I know. Well, I mean, it's true. That's the thing.
It's true.
Technically, it's
Does
true.
Does he set himself on fire or anything?
No, he didn't walk cold.
Leeches?
But there was an image on PerezHilton.com. Yes, I go to PerezHilton.com. Don't judge me. Today, of Oprah walking on coals with Tony Robbins, which I thought was fascinating. But anyway, that's totally neither here nor there.
I thought you were going to say James Ray. I was like, we've got to stop her.
Oh, my God.
Anyway,
are you talking about the Sweat Lodge guy?
Yeah.
Crazy. Oh, and he did a Sweat Lodge, too. So the basic premise is what I didn't like at the end of it was it still felt like he was saying that he was special. And I don't understand in the spiritual community why it always has to be seen as I'm different, I'm better than.
So what is your take on that, being in the spiritual community and having that be something that you
I think it's
live.
Ego. I think it's ego, and I think it's a way to control people by being like, this is something that I can do, versus, you know, my ego. I like to say that everybody can do it. But I just thought it was interesting because at first I was like annoyed and I'd like go in to do the dishes and come back and watch more of the documentary because I was interested in it because it was an interesting journey, but it just felt kind of ego driven to me. And sometimes I experience Oprah as being kind of ego driven. So to kind of watch them at the same time, I thought was kind of cool.
And you do many things. I was going to call it seminars, but I didn't like the way that word sounded. But yeah, groups.
Yeah, groups.
Where, workshops. Thank you.
Yeah.
Showing people how to see colors. And is that something that happens by the end of the session?
Absolutely. That's the thing. Even in the documentary, he goes to, I think it was the University of Arizona, where they talk about why certain people can perceive things more than others. And it's just about whether or not they're attuned to it in that moment. But again, it was your special, you're doing it, other people don't. And I don't really think that's the case. I think everybody can do it. But I think it's interesting that human beings want to believe there is someone better than us that we should ultimately look up to versus right. If we all work on it at the same time, we'll be stronger. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know what? I feel like we need answers and I feel like they might be in the stars. So, Mary Lynn, you're going to get a reading, not for me, but next segment, our astrologer, Stephanie Jones, is going to be here. Guys, if you also want to join the conversation, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com and click the instant feedback button. I may read your question on the air, and I already see questions coming in. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, my favorite astrologer, Stephanie Jones, my co-host for the day, Mary Lynn Ricecub, we're going to look in the stars for Mary Lynn and see if she's making the right decisions. Guys, we're back live. This is Dougal Fraser. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is astrologer Stephanie Jones from stephanie-jones.com. 2012 isn't scary. It's a fantastic opportunity for positive change. Through my private astrology sessions, I will give you the tools to start off your new year on the right foot. Call 323-369-8221 to schedule a customized astrology session. Now is the time to see how exciting 2012 will be for you. Just call 323-369-8221. Or visit stephanie-jones.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community, presents Healing, a spiritual event, Saturday, December 3rd, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. in Seattle. The event features free mediumship and energy healing demos, lectures in crystal light therapy, alchemy, meditation, psychometry, and psychic art drawing with the masters. At 6 p.m., the doors open for a rare opportunity to experience hands-on healing by the Ascended Masters. To register for this evening's seance, go to theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 95-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba. And when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Hey guys, welcome back. This is Psychic Dougal Frazier. My co-host today, Marilyn Rice Cobb. You know her as Chloe from 24. People were putting on Facebook today. They saw you in Julie and Julia last night.
Oh, thank you.
So sweet. That was a good movie. And more importantly, my favorite astrologer, Stephanie Jones, is here. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Dougal.
And during the break, Stephanie was very astute we were talking about Oprah and her ego. And what did you say?
Well, I said that you don't get to be in a position where Oprah is without a big, wonderful ego.
Right.
And hopefully it's a harmonious ego instead of a narcissist and a mean ego.
And don't you think people in the New Age community get afraid of the ego? It's like they want to run away from it. They want to be like, you know, Mother Teresa, who, by the way, only flew first class, just FYI.
Yes.
But they want to have this sign of or this image of, I don't need anything. I'm a spiritual being. But then there's a disconnect. And I think the ego gets kind of out of control. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because we're always taught that if we get rid of our ego, we're going to be one with God, which
exactly.
is like not very realistic. Because
right.
in my opinion, the ego is the way we interact with each other.
Yeah, and this is what I love about Stephanie. It's not, you know, I've had astrology readings before where, you know, they crank out numbers and they're like, oh, your moon's in Pisces, good luck with that. And that's not what you do. You really get deep into how those influence. Well, it's true, you're laughing, but it's true. You get into the psychological and the spiritual aspect of how a chart affects you. So I thought it would be fun to see if Marilyn's stars are aligning. So
now I'm scared.
Are you scared?
She's gonna go deep.
So what?
I really like your voice. Beautiful.
Doesn't she have a great voice? Okay. So what did you come up with Marilyn? When's her birthday, and how does that all affect?
Well, with Marilyn, I didn't have her time at the time, but from listening to her just now and talking about the nether portal, I think that Virgo is rising because she tells me that she's born at noon. And so that means that her sun and moon and Mercury in Cancer are in the house of fame, honor and glory, the 10th house. Born at noon means those planets were up there at the top of the sky, which is part of the reason that it's so easy and important, not easy, but let me say it's important to you, and you can manifest being in front of the public, being famous, having some certain amount of recognition. And with the sun and the new moon, you were born on the new moon, which means that you're very like open and interested, and you're in a new beginning in this lifetime around understanding your own emotions, your own need to be nurtured and create home and family, and that you have issues with your home and family big time because
why? What did you just say? She has issues with home and family?
Right, because for one thing, all cancers do.
Uh-huh.
Cancer is about home and family and being nurtured and sort of being a universal child and learning how to nurture your own child, learning how to nurture your inner child. But Mary Lou has Uranus square the sun natally, which means that you're unique. You're a maverick. You're a trendsetter. You're a rule breaker. You've always been kind of a delinquent. You may have even gotten in trouble when you were a kid. You have Uranus and Pluto in the first house, which means you were alone, but you were also controlled. You know, you had some kind of real unique, different childhood. And we would talk about that more specifically in person, but Uranus and Pluto in the first house make you sort of, you're a new age person. I mean, these are higher octaves. They set you apart from the crowd. You've always felt different. You probably felt isolated in your life, always kind of looking at what does nurture you. Where is your home? Where do you fit in? How can you create family? And you do it in a unique way. And so the sun conjunct the moon in Cancer and conjunct Mercury. You're a writer, you're a communicator, you're a natural counselor, you're intuitive, you're sensitive, and you're moody. And
no comment.
You also have a grand air trine, which is so beautiful. You have these planets in air signs all in a big, beautiful triangle around the Earth when you were born, which means you think constantly, thinking, talking, communicating inside of yourself, many voices in your head. Easy to create characters, easy to be, again, a writer and a communicator. Air and water don't necessarily blend.
Hmm.
There's a part of you that's really, really sensitive and emotional and watery. And then that air part is always thinking yourself out of your feelings or talking yourself out of the way you feel or talking about, you know, intellectualizing. So there's this urge in this lifetime to sort of blend those two elements. One of the other things you've got is the North Node in Aquarius, which means you're seeking to integrate into the community, into humanity, creating, because the South Node is in Leo. Many lifetimes you have aggrandized your own ego. And in this lifetime, you're taking that ego and you're sort of integrating it with a larger family of man. Hence, your fabulous success on Facebook, your fabulous success on the internet. Those kinds of things are going to be really important for you, especially in the next 3 years as you move into, you have Pluto opposing your sun and your moon and your Mercury now, and you have Uranus squaring it. And I'm going to be talking about the Pluto-Uranus square as it affects 2012, because those two planets are big, heavy kahunas that are ruling the change and the catharsis and the whole freak out that we're going through. They are both contacting your sun and your moon very specifically. So this
get off my sun and moon.
I know, your sun and moon are taking it big time, which means that you're egotistically and emotionally coming into this sense of your own personal uniqueness and your own power. What's happening is you're differentiating your own unique voice now.
Let's pause for a second because I'm curious. I thought that was pretty accurate. What did you think of the personality stuff?
That is really accurate.
Right? Anything specific?
Always thinking myself out of my feelings. The looking for, always looking for family and home and new ways of looking at that.
Good. Thanks.
I also thought the moodiness part, I would have to say as a friend, I've witnessed that before.
Oh, you have?
I've witnessed that before. But also, the thing I wanted to say earlier, and I'm curious if you see this in her chart, is Marilyn is one of the most spontaneous people that I know, that I see as a huge benefit and sometimes as a distraction as well. Because when she gets on something, it's...
Other people call it ADD.
That's an understatement.
I'm offended.
Does that show in the chart, though?
Yeah.
It's Uranus square, the sun and the moon, which is why she's computer savvy. She's spontaneous. She quick to change, understanding how to multitask, how to polyrhythmically process lots of levels of information.
I don't care for that. I want to simplify, guys. No, that's another thing. I'm always like, I got to get organized.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a lot of people.
But it's interesting to me, too, that you said writer several times. And when Marilyn and I first met, that was the energy that I got from her as well. And you've been working on some writing stuff that you've sent me. And you really are like an amazing writer, a performer as well. But I think the way you express yourself through the written word is like super, super powerful. And I thought it was interesting. I'm curious how that's reflected in her chart because you said it several times.
Because she has Saturn in Gemini. Gemini is the writer. Saturn is, deep knowledge, mastership, a place where she's learning how to control her mind.
Right.
How to take all that stuff and process it and become articulate with it. But she's receiving information from lots of different levels. Saturn in Gemini is harmonious, which is trining to Mars in Aquarius, which is, again, being, avant-garde, new age, having a complex nervous system, and trining Uranus and Libra. Yeah, which is the sensitivity, which is the moodiness.
Do you consider, I think of you as super sensitive. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think exactly what you were saying is sometimes I feel super sensitive, and then sometimes it just goes right to my mind, like, oh, get out of here.
Yeah.
And then I just, like...
What's Matt's sign?
It goes between both. He's a Cancer as well, July 15th.
Oh, so how do Cancer and Cancer, how does that work out? Her husband's son is a Cancer. I mean, I know you don't know his full chart, but because David's a Cancer as well, and I'm a Taurus, so that seems to be pretty compatible. What happens with Cancer and Cancer?
It's nice for it's nice for any sign to be with another person of that sign, because you're instantly in rapport.
Right.
But one of the issues is that you both suffer from the same problems.
Right.
And so two Cancers can be a couple of babies.
Yeah.
Right? And there's no parent there.
We kind of go in waves.
Right.
We hand off our moodiness to each other.
But two Cancers can be so sweet and know the same, love the same things and, just have a rapport, a sensitivity. It would depend on where his moon is. His moon, because moon rules Cancer, is going to be, if his moon's in a water sign, then you're really lucky. If his moon's in a fire sign or something, you guys might have struggles. Because your moon is in Cancer, too. You're a double Cancer, is what they would say. Cancer sun, Cancer moon, which is that, you could be, doing some philanthropic thing for children at some point in your life, even though it doesn't sound like that much fun now because Uranus squares Cancer. You're not a typical Cancer. You're like mother, home, children, forget it, yuck. But really, there's a deep part in there that's looking at how to transform it and bring it into the future and update it and make it real for people that have learning differences or home differences. You know, you
it's
could,
funny that you said, though, mother, children, home, yuck, because
yuck,
in
right.
Marilyn's one-woman show,
right.
You talk about when you were pregnant, what is it you say you get on stage and you're like, you don't fall in love with them immediately.
No.
No.
Which is very honest.
Yeah.
It's a very honest thing, because most people are like, my baby does everything for me.
Yeah.
Which is a simpler person. See, Cancer can be a simple sign. I'm serious. But she's got Uranus and Pluto that that step up her nervous system, make her higher octave frequency, make her complex, which is why it's interesting to try and integrate that simplistic stuff, which is making macaroni and cheese for your kid.
Right.
Which she is not necessarily totally interested in.
Right.
So there comes in there, you know, sometimes feelings of, like, not doing it correctly.
That's why I dumped tea in my iPhone this
See?
Morning.
That's all I'm saying.
Like, I got to be watching something and doing something while I'm
multitasking.
Which is why astrology is helpful. That can help her understand how to be a Cancer in a way that honors Uranus and Pluto, which is like a new age alien, you know, centaur from another planet.
Very quickly before we take a break. So based on her chart, when you look to 2012 for Mary Lynn, what's a quick synopsis, like a 30-second synopsis of what she could expect?
Like I said, continuing to understand and articulate her own unique voice.
Cool. Guys, if you want to get information on what 2012 looks like for you, go to Stephanie Jones's website, stephanie-jones.com. The information will run during the break. I swear, she's one of the most accurate astrologers that I know, and it's done with love and it's done with kindness. Actually, when we come back, we're going to hear from our winner. Guys, remember when I was giving away free stuff? Who got a reading with Stephanie? We're going to talk about it, and I've got some great questions on instant feedback about the signs. This is the Dougal Fraser Show. My co-host today, Mary Lynn Ricecub, and of course, our favorite astrologer, Stephanie Jones. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Elderberries, a truly useful herb for this time of year. These fruits are anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, antiviral, immune-boosting, and protective to the body. Taken preventively, this herb can help ward off colds and flus, and is excellent taken as a syrup, either homemade or pre-bottled. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Hi, this is astrologer Stephanie Jones from stephanie-jones.com. 2012 isn't scary. It's a fantastic opportunity for positive change. Through my private astrology sessions, I will give you the tools to start off your new year on the right foot. Call 323-369-8221 to schedule a customized astrology session. Now is the time to see how exciting 2012 will be for you. Just call 323-369-8221. Or visit stephanie-jones.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at maryjanemack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. We have a packed house today. It kind of feels like The View. Playing the role of Barbara is moi. If you want to give us a call, our number, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And, guys, you know I've been obsessed with free stuff. And Stephanie was so kind to give a reading to one of our listeners, and we are going to talk to her right now. Hey, Marcia, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
It's good to talk to you. Congratulations on your big win.
Oh, yes. That was fabulous.
So I'm curious. Can you tell us a little bit about what you thought about the reading?
I thought, you know, at first I was a little skeptical, you know, because that was the first time I've ever had that done. But I'm very much into astrology, and she, like, nailed it right to a T as far as my past and the present. You know, my health was a big thing. And so I'm really looking forward to the future that she, you know, saw on my chart. So I'm
Tell
very
me what
excited.
Was going on. I'm curious, what was going on with your health? Because I didn't know, Stephanie, that that could be reflected in a chart. What did she see?
Well, she said that I could possibly start having some problems with my kidneys.
Wow.
And I had went to the doctor, and my blood pressure was, you know, out of this world. And they come to find out my arteries going to my kidneys were swollen and causing, you know, extreme high blood pressure.
I swear to God, I did not know that. How did you see that in her chart?
You know, how do I know? No, Libra.
Yeah.
Libra is the kidneys.
Okay.
And there was some affliction going on. Oh, Saturn in Libra was, I don't remember it right now, but Saturn in Libra was doing something to her and...
That is so cool. So she told you that, and then you went to the doctor, or did you know that beforehand?
No, I didn't know before. I was just like, oh, yeah, I'm sure I'm fine, you know.
Stephanie Jones saving lives.
Yes, exactly. And it was so funny because the night I found, or the day I found out, she called me that night about doing this interview.
Yeah.
So I couldn't wait to tell her, you know, that she really saw that, and it actually was a good thing.
Oh, my God, that is so cool.
So I definitely, you know, I was into astrology before, but, you know, I've recommended her, you know, to a lot of people. I'm like, you guys got to do it, and, you know, she's just really great. I know that when I need some advice as far as, you know, spiritually, I'll definitely be calling.
Marcia,
I'll definitely be calling her.
She got call waiting. Oh, my God, Marcia, that is so cool. So things are good right now with the kidneys?
Oh, yes, yes. Doing much better.
Oh, my yeah, God, Benny, amazing. Applause, please. Can we, I mean, I can't, that is so cool. I love that.
Thank you. I know.
I didn't think that that was something that she would see, you know, especially in the astrological reading. I wasn't expecting that. But I'm glad that she did.
Yeah, of course. That's amazing. Well, Marcia, thank you so much.
Can I ask you one
thing,
Marcia?
Ahead. Go ahead.
Sure.
Did you clean up the shop?
As a matter of fact, yes, we did. That was something else you told me, that we've cleaned the shop. I got all the insurances together.
Good.
So hopefully that won't happen.
What's the shop?
Yes, I own a business, and she warned me of some danger that could be happening, some fire, that type of thing. And so I did a major revamp around here and had the boys clean up quite a bit.
Good work.
See, that's what I love. Thank you so much for the call, Marcia. I really appreciate it. And congratulations on winning the free reading. But, Stephanie, this is what I love is I don't think people realize with a reading that it's preventative.
Right.
You know, not everything is written in stone, and you can see certain occurrences that may happen, and you want to prepare for them. So, guys, we have an instant feedback question. Sharon from Montreal. Hey, Canada. Is it weird that my sign is Libra, but I identify more as a Taurus? I read both horoscopes every week, and I always feel like I was meant to be a Taurus. I actually do that, too, because people are always disappointed that I'm a Taurus because they think I should be a Pisces. Anyway. I'm just curious about
But see, that's where you have a Pisces moon.
Right.
As we talked about.
Right.
So you, person who are writing in, possibly have a Taurus moon or Taurus rising or some other Venus and Mars and Jupiter and Saturn and something in Taurus.
So that most people identify with their sun sign. Like Marilyn's sun sign.
Yeah, we know our sun sign unless we've got our chart done, but we've also got a moon, a Mercury, a Venus, a Mars, you know. So... Yeah.
And Marilyn Sunshine was a Cancer, but does that mean she's a Cancer through and through, or can you have planets?
Isn't that right on the cusp, too?
Are you?
Yeah, she's
like,
right.
I could be Gemini. Right?
She's right on the Cancer-Gemini cusp, exactly.
But when you look at my chart, you get cancer and then cancer and moon as well.
Your sun is 1 degree cancer and your moon is 3 degrees of cancer. So she's on the new moon right on the summer solstice.
New moon on the summer solstice?
Yeah, very special.
The name of my first album.
But she's a sun in cancer and a moon in cancer. So she's going to feel a lot like cancer, but she's also got a whole bunch of other stuff, as we all do.
So do you have a question about your future now that she has your chart in front of you? Do you have anything you want to know about?
Well, this all sounds really accurate, but of course I was like, do I need to clean up my shop? Should I decorate? Do I need to,
can
I spend a lot of money right now?
Why you're not decorating? First of all, Mary Lynn just moved.
It stresses me out. It's a lot of pressure.
No.
Let's not even get into this now. People want to do calls and stuff. I need to decorate. It's a problem.
You do need to decorate. Yeah. You need to commit to the space. You're right. Okay. Why don't we go to a call just for fun? Maybe we'll do a little astrology, a little comedy, little auras. David, do we have a caller? Yes. I know you don't. You can tell me. Oh, Benny, do we have a caller?
Yeah, we'll take Jamel. Hopefully he's back. He had to run off. But Jamel, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
Hey, Jamel, what's going on?
I wanted to ask you about relationships. I just wanted to know if anybody in the room right now there see anything for me in Brooklyn as far as finding a life partner.
What's your sign, Jamel?
Capricorn.
Capricorn, and when's your birthday?
December 23rd.
I got to be honest with you. For me, I do not see anything with relationships right now. I think certain things come into our lives in cycles, and right now it feels like you're in a career cycle. There seems to be a lot of thought about money and abundance and getting things organized with career. So I don't think you could commit to someone full-time at the moment because you've got other stuff going on. So right now, I would get finances in order, and I would get the career in order, and I think around spring, that's when I see a relationship manifesting for you. So right now, it's kind of like enjoying your independence. You can certainly date. I just don't see anything specific at the moment. Am I wrong? You seem very, very concerned with career and money. That seems to be a focus.
No, you're right. You're right. I would just sort of bowed over because that's true. Right now, before my birthday, in a couple of weeks, whatever, I am sort of more geared on what I'm going to do, what my purpose is, what I'm going to do before I'm 30, and stuff like that, but I just sort of threw that because that's what I worry about a lot. So I said, I'm just going to throw a curveball for myself and see what comes up for, you know, possible relationship, but I don't really focus on that, but I do get lonely sometimes, and I just don't, you know, I just thought I would see what's going on with that.
Well, I appreciate that. I really think right now you can certainly date. I just remember that I said I don't see anything specific manifesting, and I would focus right now on career and business, and when that's in order, you can move forward from there. Any advice to a Capricorn on how to manifest love, Stephanie?
Don't worry, Capricorn. It'll come to you when you have your material plane stuff in order, just like Dougal was saying, and it's not like it's either or. But, again, part of why we do what we do with astrology, et cetera, is to know who we are and to surrender to it.
Right.
You don't need to be going up the stream. You know, go down the stream with what you're good at, and pretty soon you'll land right in the smack lap of somebody.
Cool. Thanks for the call, Jamila. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dougal. I've always reached out to you on Facebook, and it's good to get to catch you one time.
Oh, you're sweet. I'm glad we got to talk. Have a great day, and good luck with everything. So I'm curious, do you have a spiritual practice, Mary Lynn? This is something I like to ask guests. Because you're
how
spiritual.
Dare you?
Well, you're a spiritual person.
Yeah, I take baths.
Sometimes
three baths a day.
Is that your spiritual practice?
I don't know what my spiritual practice is, Dougal, but I think about it every day, many times a day. Sometimes I go to the Catholic Church. You never know.
You do?
My husband does.
I didn't know that.
I did recently.
Last time you went to the Catholic Church was when?
Sunday, because his parents were in town.
I didn't know that. So, like,
it's a good message.
So, message for who?
Well, I take part of it.
And okay.
And then I go, oh, the church is pretty. And I like some of the things you're saying.
Do you go up
for... And then I go hug a tree when I walk out of here. I don't know. I do, like, a bunch of...
I didn't know you guys did that. I don't know why that fascinates me. I mean, I've known Mary Lynn for a long time, and you definitely, like, are into readings. And, you know, the first time I met you, I gave you a reading, and then we became friends. But, and you certainly read a ton of spiritual books, but I didn't know if you had, like, a daily...
I sort of do, because it came up in that reading, too. I do crave, like, a New Age thing. I will feel like I want to have a reading, not because I want to have a reading, but because I want a sort of connection, and I don't really have a regular practice. I think
right.
That would help me. All right, I need to decorate and have a regular practice.
Just saying. It might help.
Sometimes I go, I should transcendental meditate, And then I just close my eyes and I just think of that Stevie Wonder song.
I think TM
and then
would,
I usually fall asleep.
I think TM would be awesome for you.
Okay, thanks.
I do. I think that would be really good because that's like a way to get your mind into a focus if it gets too scattered. I've been teaching a meditation class once a week and it's been getting me back into my own meditative
really?
Process. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, I'll do it.
But I
quit yelling at me. Kidding. Like, but, would you decorate? And start meditating.
Well, you've been doing online videos, and every time, because this is the OCD in me, before I can even listen to what you're talking about, I'm too busy looking in the background, and I'm like, how many months has she lived there, and there are still boxes in the background? And I'm like, if you would call me in an afternoon and pour a cup of coffee, I would have that cleaned up in like 48
minutes.
All right,
you're coming over.
We could make that happen.
Okay.
I didn't know you guys went to church. I find that so cute. Just the thought of like you, Matt, and Val.
It is adorable.
Going to church on Sunday. Do you take communion?
I did, yeah.
Really? Why
yeah,
am
I mean,
I
the,
fascinated
the first
by that?
Time I went with Matt, yeah. I was like, oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, and I had like a total attitude and I sort of let go of that. And I was like, you know, it's good.
So when you do it, do you feel like you're like, well, I'm here. I might as well cover all bases.
No, I like, you know, I like the smell of the incense. The like, I think it's like part of the ritual. So I think why not? I'm not. And I try to like just open myself and be in a prayerful mood and reflect and take from it. What I can.
Well, because whenever I go to like a spiritual institution, if it's like a church or a synagogue or something like that, like I think in a Catholic church, you have to have been baptized in order. Is that correct? To take? Are you guys?
I
both
think so. Yeah.
Are you Catholic, Stephanie?
I'm a recovered Catholic.
Right.
That's, so my family yeah. was very much not. Yeah. We stopped going.
Right.
But I.
But the church, fantastic. The robes, the incense, the singing,
right.
the ritual.
Yes.
It's theater. It's yeah. theater.
Exactly.
It's grand theater. And
that's
it's like
the part of it that
when
I like.
When we start being mean to gays and not wanting women to have the rights to their own body,
that's when you're
we
no
draw
longer a Catholic.
That's right.
I think that's called That. But when I go, I always want to take communion because I feel like I'm getting away with something that I'm not supposed to get away with. Like, oh, I haven't been baptized. Body of Christ for me. Anyway, guys, if you want to get a reading from Stephanie Jones, I always think this is the best time to do it. So give her a call, 323-369-8221. Again, that number is 323-369-8221. And make sure your kidneys are clear. Or go to stephanie-jones.com. Stephanie, thanks for joining us today. I always love when you talk. It's always super fun. Guys, we're going to come back. Marilyn and I are going to talk trash. We might talk TV. And we might talk about her lack of religion. I'm just joking. It's the Dougal Fraser Show. We'll be right back.
My body's been a mess, and I miss your tender hip and the way you light the day.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba, and when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures, and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staupe is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staupe can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Hi, this is astrologer Stephanie Jones from Stephanie-Jones.com. 2012 isn't scary. It's a fantastic opportunity for positive change. Through my private astrology sessions, I will give you the tools to start off your new year on the right foot. Call 323-369-8221 to schedule a customized astrology session. Now is the time to see how exciting 2012 will be for you. Just call 323-369-8221. Or visit Stephanie-Jones.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, FogCityPsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Hey, everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser. Welcome back. My guest host today, of course, Mary Lynn Reiskob and Stephanie Jones joining us. So, Mary Lynn, I feel like you got embarrassed when I outed you about church.
Well, I just, you know, we've got astrology, we've got colors, we've got all this stuff going on, and then we start talking about the Catholic Church.
Well, you can say yes. Saying, I think that'd be appropriate. Well, that, that was a long answer, but yes.
How dare you?
Well, here's what I'm curious about. I mean, I started thinking during the break, you do have crosses up in your home, but you have like Tibetan stuff, and, you know, I'm curious, are you going for you? Or are you going because that's like what a family does?
I never liked the idea of it in the past, but I think my ideas have changed now that I have a family.
How so?
And I don't hate the idea of church anymore. I think I used to hate the idea of it. And as far as like having all these different influences, I'm not very disciplined that I study or know enough about one thing.
Yeah.
So I will go to a place where they have all the rituals and stuff in place. And I don't know what's going to happen. If I do delve into the Catholic Church, I'm sure there are many things that will make me angry, but there are also many things that you can look at on a basic level, and I think it's nice to have that as part of your life.
Yeah. Well, that's how I feel like with David's family. I mean, David's family was raised, you know, I don't know if Orthodox is the right word, but fairly religious in the Jewish faith. And at first I was like, no, I'm against it. And I feel like I have the power to take the things on that I do like when they come to visit. I like the idea of Friday night dinner, not because I think God is going to be mad at me if I don't do that, but it's kind of nice to turn everything off and connect with the family for that period of time.
And at first I challenged Matt. One of the many wonderful things I've gotten from my husband is that he, you know, I used to wake up and there'd be something about religion in the newspaper. And I'd be like, you know, well, these people, and he just never argued with me. He doesn't have any baggage about it. And he sort of takes it, you know, at face value to a certain extent, which I think you can take.
So he doesn't have like spiritual guilt because David, I think sometimes, and a lot of people that I know who have come from religious backgrounds, I always ask them, are you doing this because you want to do it? Or are you doing it because you think God's going to be mad if you don't? And so I like the idea of getting dressed up on Sunday or whatever. And like you said, your in-laws were in town and everybody going to have like the same intent and the same moment.
And that you're taking time out of your day to do that.
Right.
Like I was saying earlier, I'm kind of scattered when it comes to like trying to meditate and stuff like that. And I think, you know, even if I wanted to, I could sit there and meditate and I can take from the message. You know, there's a lot of good stuff.
Does Val ask questions about God?
No.
No, really? So it doesn't come up? Because I was freaked out. We were in Texas last week, and my sister sends my niece and nephew to a Montessori school, which I didn't know was actually rooted in Catholicism. I didn't know that. Yeah. And, like, we're in the yard one day, and he starts singing Alleluia. And there's nothing wrong with him singing Alleluia, but I got kind of freaked out because we're in the South, and he has a twang, and I'm like, when you're 18, are you going to hate me? I was just freaked out that he was like, you know, Jesus loves you. And I was like, yes, I did know that. But he was asking a lot of questions about religion. And I think Val's a little bit older than Thompson, so it hasn't come up yet. He doesn't talk about, like,
now that you mention it, we did have a conversation about, I explained to him, like, God is everywhere, God made this, God made that, why we don't really know why this is here. I sort of went
neutral
philosophical.
I think
a little
good.
Scientific about it.
Well, I think I want to come to church with your family. And I want to get deep because I know we've been talking about religion.
Yeah.
And something pretty pretty tragic happened last year, and I feel like I want to unify my energy, and I want to send these people great love and great healing. And what we're going to be talking about is the divorce that hit the Kardashian family. Because it's pretty intense and it's pretty sad.
Yeah.
And I love every second of it. They got divorced after 72 days.
You know.
And I can't get legally married.
That, I mean, you know what's cool about that is the first thing that's, I've heard that comment so many times. And I think that's kind of cool that that's the groundswell that's coming from this, that they're the disgrace to marriage. I think that's the obvious thought that
it's
is
pathetic.
Coming means that's a good sign for the fact that gay marriage is on everyone's mind.
Well, I'm curious to see how. First of all, do you watch the Kardashians?
I've watched a Kardashian or two. I felt bad for her for the first time when it was a couple of days ago when they said she went to his town, like she
yeah,
flew there.
Right. It's sans makeup, like, by the way.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Which, that really brought it home for me.
It means something. If she's not going with her face on, what's happening?
There's something really sweet and really high school about it. Like if you were a high schooler who had millions and millions of dollars and could just take a plane the second.
Immediately.
I need to talk to you. She hopped on a plane.
Well, what I'm curious is, there's all these allegations that they got paid for the wedding. And in my opinion, intuitively, I do think she thought that she was in love.
Absolutely.
Don't you think that? I don't believe we need a second cough button.
I don't.
You don't?
No, I think she just wanted to know what marriage was like officially, even though technically this is her second, isn't it?
It is technically her second marriage, correct?
So I think
she got caught up in it.
There was a lot of hype. She's right. Yeah, there was a lot of hype. She got caught up in it. She didn't really enjoy it and involve herself.
So here's the question.
She doesn't have a normal life.
There you go.
I think she's trying to figure it out.
It's a distorted reality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't think he knew what he was going to be signing up for.
No.
And everything that family does is public. And this is kind of the first time that they've had, because they've been on reality TV for a fairly long time. And they've coasted. I mean, they're certainly made fun of on Saturday Night Live. We were talking about what they did. It was hilarious.
Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
And they handled it pretty well. But I'm curious, do you think...
With Kristen Wiig.
Yes.
Kristen coming up in the center. Four sisters.
And she sounded like her. Kristen Wiig is kind of insane.
Yeah.
Like, she comes on the screen and I'm immediately captivated by it. But do you think it'll affect their media empire? Like, do you think America will still... Because people really bought into that. I mean, I have family members that were like, that wedding was so beautiful and they're so in love. I'm curious if they can maintain where they were and that kind of adoration. I don't understand why people adore them, but I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah. You could be right.
But there's just
but who knows? I mean, it's all part of the same thing. Whether people are sitting there going, oh, they did it on purpose. They're still talking about them.
True.
And I do think it will tarnish her.
But does that result in money,
but...
that they still keep talking about them?
Yes, it all results in money. All roads lead to money.
It's bottom not line. Resulting yeah. in money for Lindsay Lohan, who was in jail for all of like 67 minutes.
Yeah, the Kardashians have more of a family. They have more of a fabric.
Right.
I think Lindsay has any of that.
There's a little more connection, I think, with the family.
Right. I feel badly for Lindsay, though, because I don't understand why they're not keeping her in jail. Like, am I the only person that thinks that this girl is
overcrowding,
You really
no,
think
I don't believe that at all.
There's no way.
No, I don't
understand
believe it.
Her needing to be protected in
Whatever.
Jail. I don't think she can be. You can't just release her to the. You don't agree with me, Benny?
No, I agree with you.
I just don't think she can be like walking around, but she's getting away with way too much. And
yeah.
How do I say this? I am afraid that this will go in like an Anna Nicole Smith direction, and then everyone will be like, oh, we saw it coming. But she's getting money for the Playboy shoot, and they keep talking about her, but I don't think it's keeping her fame going. Because you were saying if we keep talking about the Kardashians, they'll keep making money and they'll still stay in the public eye. But with Lindsay, she's spoken about every single day. But it's kind of like a laughing stock.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about that woman, China, that I listened to on Howard Stern, who was the wrestler.
The ex-wrestler?
Oh, yeah.
And she's like now doing porn. But
again?
She's got a spunky attitude. Yeah.
China, you're talking about the she was on Celebrity Rehab.
Yeah.
Was she on Stern this morning?
She was on yesterday.
Oh, I love her.
She's pretty amazing.
Is she drinking? Did she talk about that?
I only listened to a snippet. I was in my car.
But
I dropped my car off, and the guy... at Range Rover, and he went in and he was like, oh, you're listening to some raunchy stuff. Like, he went to check with the whatever lights were on or whatever, and he came back and he was looking at me all different because it was right about
like with more respect
talking about it, bringing it back to the beehole.
Yeah.
Right. And I was like,
it's all full circle. It's all full
he was like, you sweet dear little mother there, what are you listening to in your car?
I love Howard Stern. Absolute favorite show.
He's
absolutely
amazing.
Love it. Guys, we've had such an exciting thing. We didn't even get to all of the topics. So, hey, go to the Facebook page. We're going to be giving away more free stuff next week. If you want to sign up for the cruise, you know how to get that information. Go to DougalFraser.com. And don't forget, Stephanie-Jones.com. She's really an amazing astrologer. Next week, I, of course, will be taking all of your calls. It's going to be an hour of just reading. So call in, and I will see what is going on in the future. Mary Lynn, thanks for coming.
Thank you so much. What a blast.
And you live in our neighborhood now. We're neighbors now, so I feel like you should come more often.
Let's do it.
On a very regular basis.
I'm going to start giving readings.
I would, nothing would please me more.
It's terrifying.
Swear, what, does that scare you?
Yeah.
But that's the whole thing, but I'm here to catch you. So if you're like, is there a lease around you, and then you're wrong, it's okay. Like, we can work it out. We can figure it. I think you'd be an amazing psychic.
I'm going to start levitating and meditating and decorating.
No.
Just wait.
And then the Catholic Church will adore you. Guys, go to church. Take your families. Enjoy it for what it is. It's been a great hour. I hope you have a super great day, and it's fall here. I'm wearing a sweater. That means a lot to me. Hey, guys, I'm Dougal Frazier. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.